Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. We're the Connor Amper Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Speaking of 1620thezone.com, head there now. Do it immediately.
Why?
Because you need to make your picks in the basketball championship. Make the right picks, and you could win a grand prize.
I will say this, Happer, because yesterday I said, look, if you missed the first weekend, I think it's going to be tough. I would say if you've missed the first weekend and the
another day,
I think it's getting difficult to win the grand. You get a prize.
So maybe I could teleport this message to like 2 weeks ago.
Time travel?
Yes.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. But still head there, 1620
yes.
The Zone.
Well, there's a lot of great things there.
.com. Poll questions at Happer Show. This one came from a hashtag topic alert.
Oh, man.
Would Otis Redding be triggered by a house version of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay?
The answer is obviously yes.
I think so. I don't know anything about Otis Redding and what his thoughts on things were.
Famously not murdered.
But, he just died. He was just a plane crash guy.
Just a plane crash.
Wow, that's messed up.
62% say yes.
What is the 38% doing there?
It feels low.
I don't know. Is Connor Happer the Caitlin Clark of pools?
I don't know what this means.
This means I yell at the officials.
Constantly and complaining.
You yelled at a lot of officials in Vegas the last 24 hours. That's been your whole vibe.
Connor Happer's dad, quote, shut up.
I'm going to vote yes on this one. 53% say yes.
Wow, 47% is wrong.
It's very close.
It's wrong, people.
And,
wrong.
And finally, does Connor Happer have a twinkle in his eyes?
What was this about?
This Sipple said it.
Oh, Sipple just said it. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't. I don't know. I've only seen my eyes in the mirror.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
No, I don't think you have a twinkle. Definitely not today. There's no twinkle today.
These eyes are dead today. Yeah,
it's not a today twinkle.
Yeah, there's alcohol in those eyes today.
alcohol in
it's
those
just
eyes?
Just hanging out there.
You should have seen me at 5:30 on Vegas Insider. 68% say yes.
Can we go back and watch that somewhere?
I was wondering the same thing because I'd really like to see myself at 5:30 this morning. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to get to finding that at some point this afternoon. Those are the polls. Josh, what are we watching tonight?
We're watching the Sweet 16, of course. NC State and Marquette go first tonight, 6 o'clock CBS. You'll hear a little bit of that game on 1620, somewhere around, well, exactly at 7 o'clock. It'll move over to 1180 Gonzaga Purdue at 640 on TBS and True TV. The second game on CBS tonight, Duke and Houston, and then the big one, Creighton versus Tennessee, an estimated tip time of 9:10 p.m. Not
estimated,
triggering John Bishop at all.
Not at all.
You can watch it on TBS and True TV. Coverage of the game begins at 7 right here on 1620 The Zone with Shoot Around. John Bishop takes you inside the arena at 8:30 tonight.
Pizza.
Yeah, the Little Caesars Arena. And then the Elite Eight tomorrow, 5 o'clock on TBS, Illinois versus UConn, followed by Clemson and Alabama. And then Sunday you'll have two more games, roughly 1 and 4 o'clock are the tip-off times on CBS. Women's Sweet 16, let's see, South Carolina plays today at 4 on ESPN.
I think there's one right now, Oregon State and Notre Dame.
There is.
What is that?
I didn't know if we wanted to go through every single one of them.
Basketball.
No, you don't have to, but I'm just saying there is live ball on right now.
Yes.
You know ball, Happer.
We know ball.
This would have been Nebraska.
North Carolina State, famously in the Sweet 16 of the men's and women's tournament, against Stanford, 6:30 tonight on ESPN. And the nightcap, Gonzaga, also in the Sweet 16 for both against Texas. Tomorrow, LSU, UCLA, noon, ABC. Caitlin Clark against Colorado, 2:30 tomorrow on ABC. And then the action switches to ESPN, 5:30 tip for Baylor, USC. And then Duke, UConn, 7 o'clock on ESPN. And then on Sunday, you'll get two Elite Eight games from the winners of today's games. Baseball, Blue Jays, Rays, 5 o'clock on MLB Network. Baseball returns to Apple TV tonight. Yankees Astros at 7 o'clock, followed by Cardinals Dodgers. Let's see. Big Fox has Yankees Astros tomorrow. Red Sox Mariners 8:40 tonight on ESPN Plus. Braves Phillies 3 o'clock tomorrow on FS1, and then Sunday Night Baseball returns. Cardinals Dodgers going to be the game there at 6 o'clock. Non-sports things to watch. Maybe you guys fire this up on the plane. The season 3 premiere of Is It Cake? Skilled
the season 3 premiere?
How is it only, I thought it was been on for more than that.
I can't believe there's a show that's been on for 3 seasons called Is It Cake?
Is It Cake?
Sometimes it's deceptive.
What's it that is. Show about, Josh?
Skilled cake artists create edible replicas of handbags, sewing machines, and more. And at some point, the contestants have to guess whether or not it's cake, and a guy like hacks open the thing, and you just and either his knife goes through it or it doesn't.
And that's a whole show.
That's a whole show.
America, what a country!
I got two more for you. Apple TV has a documentary called Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces. Explore the comedian's Steve. Story with two distinct companion documentaries. Part one is called Then. Part two is called Now. It features never-before-seen footage and raw insight into Martin's personal and professional trials and triumphs. And finally,
Seymour Wiener.
Speaking of Seymour Wiener, tonight at 8 o'clock on FX is a documentary called Sperm World.
Oh!
The documentary explores the new Wild West of baby-making. That's a direct quote. The Wild West of baby-making. Yikes. As sperm donors and recipients meet in real life and exchange more than genetic material.
More?
Sperm World.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
I think I'm going to stay away from the cake show on the plane, and I'm going to watch the basketball.
I think you're watching Sperm World.
Yeah,
or
that's
maybe
what
Sperm
we were ramping
World.
Up to, it sounded like.
Sounds like the worst amusement park ever.
I haven't started Three Body Problem, though, Josh. So I was thinking, I had downloaded it on my Netflix app on my phone, so I was like, maybe I'll watch Three Body Problem.
Everybody's talking about this thing. What the hell is it?
Yeah, it's based on a book that I never read, but the show apparently is awesome. Okay. Shogun is the show that's awesome. Everyone needs to watch Shogun.
Everyone keeps talking about the Shogun.
It's so good, Happer. How do you feel about subtitles?
I it's fine.
Okay, then you're the audience for it.
I loved Parasite.
Oh, classic.
That movie was awesome.
I love Parasite.
That's kind of an upset, right, guys?
It really is.
Yeah,
it's a big surprise.
The movie was great.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
I have one simple request before we go based on the poll questions. If the Otis Redding poll question does not make it to the best poll questions of the month,
it's so good.
We must have an incredible month of poll questions.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That has to be number one.
Yeah, it was an amazing observation as we were eating breakfast this morning, and it continues to be an amazing observation now.
There you go. We'll leave you on that one for this edition of this show as the Connor Happer Show signs off.
Bye, Connor Happer Show.
Vegas. But Connor Happer is becoming a guest on another show.
Now I get to talk and bring us in and out of breaks.
That is exactly right, with Josh Peterson, Unsportsmanlike Conduct, coming up on 1620 The Zone.